So, previously on Knoxville by Night, the bulk of the party returned from your brief sojourn in a 19th century spaghetti western to what is ostensibly Knoxville, but not quite. And you immediately encountered, well, Oliver, you encountered the remains of the Anawaya sex cult that you were in. The only survivor was a young guy named Scott Wilkerson, who has apparently gone insane from whatever happened. The rest of you encountered this universe's version of Jake and Trey, except he goes by Ben here, and he really dislikes Frank. He also encountered this world's version of Charlie, who was dead until he wasn't. And then he turned into some sort of hideous half-man, half-spider, which caused werewolf Charlie to attack him in a fit of XP whoring, I guess.
Catharsis. No one hates Charlie more than Charlie.
I'll remember that.
Are you sure about that?
I'll remember that for the next arc when we go to the planet of the Charlies.
Shit.
So you rip Spider Charlie to bits. No, you burned the remains, didn't you?
I didn't. Someone may have. I don't know.
I don't think anyone said they did. Although.
Oh, great.
Olivia did. Olivia did burn the side of his face somewhat with her newly developed destructive powers.
Was that not me?
Sorry, what?
What?
Was that not me who burned the side of his face?
Yeah, that wasn't me.
My bad. All right. My mistake. It was, in fact, Ben. Has anyone asked him about his name yet? Or
no, I haven't had the chance. He kind of had a,
Ben, a.k.a. Trey, had a complete meltdown over the death of Charlie, who he refers to as his father. I believe you figured out from Jake that in this world, Mia Connor died at the hospital giving birth to stillborn twins. So that's where you are. And Jake has no idea who Olivia and Oliver are. And, this world's version of Frank is in the Tennessee State Prison for murdering his wife.
All right.
Yeah, I would. At some point,
I thought you said he was in Georgia.
He's in a state prison.
He's in Georgia.
Why would he be in Georgia for killing someone in Tennessee?
I don't know, sent me previously, he's serving time in the Georgia penitentiary system. Because that's where they were living at the time.
No, they were living in Knoxville because...
Okay.
That specific event happened in the original timeline. It's just it did not end in a murder.
Gotcha.
So assume that that was the Tennessee State Penitentiary and the short story was just an idiot.
Stubby.
Wouldn't be the first time. All right. And from there you left. You were driving back in Charlie's SUV. Werewolf Charlie, in a mercenary move, stole Spider Charlie's ID and badge and gun and car keys, apparently with the goal of assuming his identity, because I can't imagine any way that would go wrong.
It did go wrong.
You get into Charlie's SUV and how many are you now? 1, 2, 3, 4, 6 of you head back to Knoxville, and the 4 newcomers are astonished to realize that Knoxville is two or three times bigger than it was in your world. Jake and Ben, well, Ben's still kind of catatonic, but Jake, if you ask about it, expresses some surprise when you ask about Nashville, which is the state capital, because that's where it was set when the state was founded. But apparently it got completely burned to the ground in the Civil War, and it was barely rebuilt. It has a population of like 20,000, there's a federal courthouse. Basically, it's Aberdeen.
Okay.
Refuse to believe there are 20,000 people in Aberdeen.
Well, if Aberdeen were the state capital, there would be that many people there.
Yeah.
All right. So, who's driving?
Me. Ben, are you
traumatized? I offered to drive. Y'all just have to tell me where to go.
Yeah, no, I don't think I'm letting anybody else drive right now. And then not Jake for sure, because Jake, I don't trust Jake driving. I think you might laugh and turn us off the road.
Yeah, I mean, Dad didn't trust me driving, so why would you?
Olivia's going to whisper to Oliver, even over here, does the guy who just had a freak out should be the one driving? Seems a little dangerous.
You know where you're going?
Composure and see if you heard that whispering about your mental integrity.
Oh.
Fair. He's not the werewolf, though, so that's good, at least.
No, he is.
Ben's not.
Oh, no, sorry. Bo is.
Ben is.
Ben's
one success.
You know that the two of the newcomers are whispering about you in the back.
No, not the two. One of. Okay.
The girl is whispering about you to the disturbing-looking homeless man sitting next to her. Yeah, Oliver basically looks like a murder hobo, doesn't he?
No, I got all cleaned up since, you know, well... Yeah.
Well, I mean, we're probably all pretty dirty.
Yeah, that's true. None
of us have had a shower in weeks, so...
150 years.
All of you are afraid to go to the bathhouse in El Dorado or El Diablo because something bad always happens in bathhouses and spaghetti westerns, which is a sensible attitude because you all know me.
And Ben says, secrets don't make friends, guys.
All right, we've got to decide what we're going to do, the four of us. I mean, where are we going to settle?
You're going to stay at our house.
We'd be grateful. Are you sure that's all right?
It's fine. Staying at our house is fine. It's big enough. Just get to Nick, please.
Yeah, I texted Nick and telling him we're on our way to the Squared Circle.
We have a big house. Grandma and Grandpa have moved to Florida. Back down to Georgia, actually. Like, it's fine. You can stay there for now. We'll figure it out later.
Maybe Grimoire has some information about the portals we can use as well.
And then push comes to shove, we've got the cabin out in the woods.
God, that's creepy. Any
all four of the newcomers immediately become agitated when you mention the cabin in the woods.
Yeah,
that's your cabin. That's yours with the mirrors in the basement.
Probably we'll need to take a look at that at some point.
That's probably our path back home, but we need to do it correctly this time.
Did we do it correctly last time?
No, definitely not.
Or we thought we did it correctly in that weird place where we last left Jake.
What's happening here? Okay, you guys, you're saying a lot of things. I'm gonna need somebody to start from the first step here.
You have Doctor Who in this universe.
Yeah.
There's Doctor Who in the universe.
More like actually, more Dr. like what? Sliders.
Oh, Sliders? Yeah, that's got 20 seasons.
I believe it because I think we're in one of the mid-seasons ourselves.
So the cabin in the woods has a mirror room in the bottom. Apparently is somehow a door to an alternate universe where they have fallen through and went to another universe that was Knoxville. We went to another universe that was like some type of medieval type of thing. And then went through it again, and we were in El Diablo, old Western time period, and yeah. So now we're here.
Okay, so it sounds like you're getting closer to where you... Okay. Do you guys even know how this works, or are you just throwing darts at the wall?
In the second universe we went to, we met people who kind of knew, but then there was a big vampire fight, so I think things got a little messed up. And then there was a different room we were in the medieval one. And that one was also a bit of chaos. We were also kind of running. And then this one in the Western world, we also just kind of fell through. So no, we have no idea what we're doing. But I'm hoping Nona's Grimoire can help, maybe. Maybe her family knows something.
I hold my nub up.
We have a whole magical library at the Squared Circle. I don't know if we'll have the exact information you're looking for, but surely we'll have at least something tangential.
Fantastic.
And I'll hold up my nubs like, Do you happen to potentially know somebody who could potentially fix this?
Maybe. I mean, it depends on how old the wound is, if there was magic involved. Like, there's a lot of factors here. But yeah, we've got a guy, my mentor, Nick. He can do healing magic, biokinesis. It's his specialty.
Okay, because this wasn't thought thoroughly through.
No, it wasn't.
But it's fine. It's fine. I've made do.
Wait, think you had to think through the nub, the losing of the hand. That was a choice you made.
It certainly was something.
Again, does it look like I am the type of person who has answers?
No, it does not.
Charlie, you weren't the one he was asking.
Oh, my bad. Sure. No.
Yeah, I'm gonna be honest with you. I have a lot of bad predispositions right now, so I'm trying not to make judgments.
Used to it.
Well, the cabin doesn't have mirrors. The cabin. I got a safe room that Grandma and Grandpa built for me in the cabin. So when I
the one that was bolted
control,
closed. Yeah, that has mirrors all in it, bud.
No, it doesn't. I go in there all the time. Like once a month, I hang out in there.
Well, when we came through, we were out in the middle of the woods somewhere. So what in the middle of the woods, Alan?
We woke up in the basement, and then we came out.
We woke up in the basement, but the cabin was completely different than the fancy cabin that you were in before. It was, and also it has not been occupied in probably decades.
Oh no!
Ominous.
Great.
Well, let's get to this Nick guy and get y'all fixed up, and then we can go from there, I guess.
Oh, by the way, everyone, roll Wiz plus Composure.
On my character sheet, forgot to pull it up, but I do know what that roll is for me. 2.
1.
Is it a sensory kind of roll?
3.
Nice.
1.
Composure. 1 success.
Right. Let's see.
1.
Oh, I'm in the wrong room. No wonder. Let's see. Cam. All right. Well, it doesn't really matter for Jake. And really not for Ben, but everyone else, who all got at least 2 successes?
I think that's just, oh, me.
Okay. You happen to look over while everyone is talking, and you notice Jake is in the front passenger seat, and he has been texting for a while.
Who you talking to there, Jake?
Huh?
Who you texting?
Oh, my boss, letting him know I'm okay.
Who's your boss?
You know who my boss is.
I will look over at Charlie's. You're all in this universe.
Refresh my memory for the crew.
You
for
work
the
at the fireman's house?
No, I work at the bar downtown. I'm a bouncer.
Huh. Wits plus socialize to see if he's telling the truth.
Yeah. Jake, roll your manipulation plus subterfuge.
My what plus what?
Manipulation plus subterfuge.
Okay. Ooh. That's good.
That's the Nick, but I haven't done anything bad.
Do I have to roll subterfuge? I don't want to roll it.
Are you rolling?
Well, if you don't have it, that means you're a terrible liar. So, yeah.
1 success.
Just roll that and...
I got 1 success.
Okay. Okay. And whoever rolled to detect a lie, who was it?
Frank.
Dick.
2 success.
It was Charlie. Oh, no, Luke.
No,
yeah.
It was 2.
It was Luke. Forgot.
It was Luke.
You think he's being a little squirrely there about something? He's not telling you the whole truth.
Nothing. But
you you sure that's your boss on the other line?
Yeah. Unless I got fired.
Yeah.
Well, I think if we don't get this little laughter problem fixed, we're going to have a problem holding down a job.
Oh, guys, we're in it, and let's if we're going to be like causing issues or potential anger problems, we are in an enclosed space. Just going to throw that out there, and I'm too tired to fight.
What kind of music y'all have here? Like lean forward from the radio.
We've got both kinds,
so,
country and Western.
So Miley Cyrus is a rapper.
I was literally going to say it's all Miley Cyrus.
Does Taylor Swift live in this universe?
Alan, where am I sitting relative to Jake?
no one really declared, you know, their marching order as they got into the SUV. Where would you have wanted to sit?
At the moment, I'd like to be sitting behind Jake.
I will sit in the back, in the trunk area.
We'll be fair.
I couldn't understand. I'm in the
How big is this vehicle?
It's a Yukon.
Luke, did you say high or low?
High, always.
You are sitting in the very back on the opposite side. You're very back at the driver's side.
All right.
Yikes.
So,
well, actually, hold on. I forgot that my vice is too curious. Can I try and peek over his shoulder?
We can try now. I assume by this point he's put his phone away since everyone's being all.
Never mind then.
Yeah. And everyone except Drake, make a wits plus empathy roll. Ben, you get a plus two on it.
I have no empathy.
I got one.
I got one success on one die.
Nice.
Ben got seven successes.
Holy shit. My God.
Jesus shit.
He knows that I mean it no harm.
On eight die, no less.
He's very empathetic. All right. If you got any successes, you know that Jake, at least compared to the Jake you know, is acting, you know, a little weird. You know that feeling when you're, like, you're in a serious situation and something kind of makes you want to laugh inappropriately, but you have to fight it back? Like when someone says something funny at a funeral?
We call it the chuckles effect.
Exactly. For all the old people who remember that. He seems to be doing that constantly.
Hey, you, Jake.
You okay there?
Yeah.
You mind if I try and heal you up a bit? That scratch is still looking a little oozy.
I grab the scratch and I like jiggle it, and he can talk.
All right. Yeah. I'm just gonna put a little gentle hand on you there, bud. And I'd like to try my biokinesis again.
I'll just put my hand on Charlie's shoulder and make eye contact with him, like shake my head.
Charlie just shakes his head like, and mouths, "What are we doing?"
Oh, Ben, I forgot that you got some successes, and that is a dramatic success. So take a beat. You are deeply concerned now at Jake's responses. In large part because you know how concerned Jake is at his responses. Because every time he does let out a very soft giggle or something, he has this very horrified and alarmed look on his face.
I got three successes on biokinesis.
What level do you have it at?
Two.
No effect.
I
grab his hand and I just squeeze it as hard as I can without breaking fingers. I'm just like, just hold on, buddy. We're gonna get to Nick. Nick's gonna know what to do. We're gonna fix it. You just gotta focus. You just gotta stay with me, buddy.
I'm here. Nick can take me to the morgue. I'm here. We're good.
Okay, that was weird, but we're gonna roll with it.
Have you contacted Nick, by the way?
Yeah, I've texted him, and if he's not responded, I'm like calling incessantly at this point.
All right. What was in the text? I can't remember. I think you texted him last week.
Yeah, no, I texted him. I was just like, "Hey, Charlie's dead. Jake got bit by a werehyena. Weird spiders. Tell May Helen it went sideways, and we need you guys at the Squid Circle right now."
Okay. Yeah, you get a text back saying, "Are you high?"
Yeah. God, I wish.
Okay, I can't get away right now. Actually, he calls you on your phone, and you're driving, so you put on a speaker. All right, so say that again in English.
Okay, Jake was bitten by a werehyena and is now laughing incessantly. Charlie's dead, but we have a new Charlie. Some people came through a portal from another dimension, including a different Charlie, who is a much bigger asshole. Also, a vampire, Frank Jones, my birth father, and two siblings that Jake and I never had from another universe. It's very complex. I really, really need your help right now.
Are you on the phone saying all this?
Yeah. Yes, out loud.
I scream from the back row. I'm not an asshole.
Yeah, everybody loves you.
Okay, Jake, are you there?
Yeah.
Tell me exactly what you remember about what happened to you.
I got bit by a Captar. Bit me real good. I ripped his fucking eye out. Scott Wilkinson got his eye.
Okay, I understand about a third of that. So just to be clear, you're telling me that where hyenas are a thing.
Yeah.
Apparently, okay. Some of them turn into spiders too. Sorry, Nick. This is other Frank Jones.
So are
not in prison, well, Frank. Different are... Frank. This one didn't kill his wife.
Okay, that was my next question.
Neither of them.
I don't judge. All right. Where are you right now in relation to Knoxville? How far out are you?
We're here.
Right on top of the town, man. I don't have to be the third circle, or I could bring the possibly ravenous werehyena right to you.
Jake, listen to me very carefully, because I need to know, on a scale of 1 to 10, how close are you to frenzy?
I perk my ear up on that.
And, or to transfer into game turns, how much rage do you have, and what is your cap?
Cap is 9, and I'm at 5.
Okay.
You're fine.
That's a normal day for Charlie.
It's a good day for Oliver.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Okay. Let's do this. Because I'm on staff at the ER and I cannot get away in any way. It's probably better to do it here. Come to the hospital, bring him around to the morgue entrance.
Got it. Will do. Do I
one way or the other? Out of character.
Text me when you get to the parking lot, and just so you know, I'm going to have to call in a specialist. So yeah, I know we have a mentor-apprentice relationship, but you're going to owe me big for this.
Yeah, no, my dad just died, so I've probably got enough money for it. That was a sentence.
Yeah.
But did I?
Are you sure you didn't get bit too? Because that was highly inappropriate.
I'm barely here right now. Do I?
Are you driving?
Do I have May Helen? Yes. I'm not letting him drive.
What idiot's idea was that?
Look, I'm not letting the other Charlie killed other Charlie. And then we've got a vampire and then two unknowns. I am the most sensible person in this vehicle right now.
Okay. I would like to argue that. I offered to drive. I think Frank's pretty cool. Just didn't like that option.
In my defense, he was a spider mutant.
All right,
I have had evasive driving classes. I mean,
text me again when you get to the parking lot, and I'll make sure that no one sees you and your band of sliders or whatever come in.
And we did want to make it there alive, so that's why we didn't let Olivia drive.
The best driver in the family, which doesn't say much, but I'm better than y'all. I drove away from a car chase once.
I'm the worst driver in the family, and I'm okay with that.
Do I have Mayhem's number? Because if I don't, I'm getting it from Nick while we're on the phone.
All right, you went out there for a little bit. Could you say that again, please?
I was asking, before I get off the phone with Nick, does Ben have May Helen's number? Because if not, he's getting it before he gets off the phone with Nick.
Yeah, you should. You should have a contact number for everyone in the coven.
Okay, then I'm shipping off a text message to her saying, she was right, things went sideways, Charlie's dead, Vic was bitten by a werehyena, spiders, lots of bad things. There's a lot of dead people. And some people came from a different universe.
Text
and
that's all you're talking.
Was this a text, or are you telling her this over the phone?
Waste of text. I guess I could call her since I'm driving.
Okay, I have to do something. High or low?
Low.
Be good, be good, be good, be good.
Damn. That's not low.
Sorry, I think you have the wrong number, says a man's voice.
No, God, prank call,
this is the Washington Post, can I help you?
Oh, no. Oh, no.
All right, Because just the way you rattled all that off without bothering with hello, I just had to try. But on the second attempt, you called the right number. And by the way, time-wise, let's see, it was just after dark, wasn't it? So probably by now it's about, say, 9 o'clock. You've been driving, and you're at Knoxville, so it's around 10 o'clock. Okay, so you call Mayhall again, and it rings four times, and then picks up and says, hello, and it's Mayhall.
Mayhall?
What did you call me before?
You were right.
And what am I right about now? And by the way, you were called. She did not remember giving you that prophecy after she gave it to you. Or did you tell her what she said?
I re-explained it to her.
Okay. Well, I usually am. So you sound terrible, son. How are you?
Bad. Charlie's dead. Jake was bitten by a werehyena. There are spiders. Lots of dead people in the forest. Something called a castar. And also, people came from another universe, including some other Charlie and another Frank Jones. We're all having a great time. I'm on my way to meet Nick. Hopefully he can fix it.
I'll be praying for you, and I'll look through my books. A caftar, you say?
A caftar? Caftar? Yeah, something. Yeah, where hyena?
Just tell her where. Yeah, there you go.
Oh, God.
All right. Well, she lets you go and says she will try to join you at the hospital, or either at the hospital or at the morgue. The chantry, when she can.
Thanks, Helen.
Okay. You continue driving, and probably y'all continue to say crazy things to one another. But you eventually, luckily, on the you get on the loop around Knoxville, and the Knoxville General Hospital is on the north side of town. It is a very big medical complex, significantly bigger than the hospital was back in your original Knoxville. You pull into the back of the building, and there is, in fact, a sign that says morgue entrance. Nick is actually standing next to the door, looking around nervously, with a cigarette in his mouth, and he's got the door propped open.
I start waving.
What does Nick look like?
The rest of you do not know who this person is. He was described as being a doctor, but he's younger than you expected, and he looks basically like Noah Wiley from the ER era.
Okay, so he doesn't look like anybody we've met before.
Nah. Okay, and you pull up and park. Get out and start heading.
All right.
Yeah, I'm like helping. I'm not trying to help carry Jake, but I'm just trying to hold his shoulders and be like, hey Nick. Yeah.
Stop talking and just get in.
Hi, Nick, and I'll wave at him like, I'm Oliver. I know this is a lot.
Yeah, it is a lot. I don't think I might get infected. You should probably get some shots or something. Anyway, come in and follow me.
Maybe you can help.
They need rabies vaccines, Nick.
Okay.
What does Nick do when I get out?
Once you're inside, he looks at everyone and says, all right, let me clarify things. And he points to Frank and says, you are not this guy's father, and you are from another dimension.
That is correct. And Alan, I know that there are probably cameras everywhere and I'm supposed to be in prison. I have my hat on, so it should cover most of my face.
Okay. And then he stares at you very intently and says, and you are a vampire, or how are you doing on blood?
I feel fine.
Okay. You realize you are, I don't know what vampire politics are like where you came from. Is it customary where you are to let the head vampire know that you have arrived in a town so that no one trusts a queue?
As far as I know, I'm fairly new at it, but yeah, I'm sure that's a good idea, but given my circumstances, I don't know.
Okay, well, one crisis at a time. Then he turns to Charlie and says, okay, you are not this guy's father. You are also from another dimension, and I'm guessing a werewolf?
Yep, that would be correct. And you are?
Nick McMurphy. Dr. Nick McMurphy. Please know Dr. Nick Jokes. And he looks at Ben next and says, "You gonna be okay? Just get through the next couple hours. Just get to the next couple hours, and I'll prescribe you something, get you to sleep because you need rest."
yeah, that'd be great.
Okay. And finally, he nods at Olivia and Oliver because he has absolutely no context for who you are, other than the fact that Oliver has recently had a hand lopped off.
I mean, in fairness, we have to look somewhat kind of like Jake.
I don't know. I mean, we have pictures of all of you, and we have, and you've seen the picture of Jake. He looks like
Jared Kesso.
Yeah,
oh,
Eric,
that's right.
Yeah. And then finally he turns to Jake and says, "Oh yeah, we need to see a look at you this way."
"Those are my dead baby twin sibs."
"Okay. Well, not dead yet, but okay.
I will take that under advisement." And he leaves you inside. And he takes you into a room, and it's actually a medical examination room. What's the term? The forensics lab where they do the autopsies.
The autopsy.
Yes, we'll go with that. The autopsy room. Okay. And he's got a briefcase in there from which he starts rummaging through some stuff. And he pulls out an amulet on a chain. And he wraps the chain around his fingers and he holds it up over you, Jake. And he starts moving it back and forth over your face starts muttering in some foreign language you don't know. And then his eyes get really big and he takes a step back. Has anyone else been bitten or has been in very close proximity to him?
I mean, we're all just in a car.
We drove over here. Does that count?
Yeah, I was just like holding his hand the whole time here.
Okay. All right. What he's carrying right now is a chaos disease. It's a disease that comes that's not of this world. It's drawn down from one of the higher or lower dimensions, usually by someone doing very bad stuff.
I'm sorry. Chaos disease? This is a weird
place. Is that any more unbelievable than anything else, Mr. Werewolf, from another dimension?
Charlie, cocks his head and goes, "Yes."
Whatever. Well, trust me, it's real. This one I've read about. It is called Sardonicus Fatalis. We need to get taken care of very quickly. I'm not entirely sure if it's transmitted by anything other than bite. In this case. So what I would like to do is I'm going to try and treat Jake. The rest of you, I don't want you to wait in the lobby because you might be contagious and a vector for a transdimensional plague of insane laughter.
Ooh, Nick, there's more in the woods.
Huh? What?
There's more in the woods. There's two other Kaftar, and there's a bunch of demon spiders running around the woods. Oh, the city's fucked.
Yeah, he's telling the truth. Fucking Christ. Why could this not have happened when I was on my plastic surgery rotation? And Ben, you suddenly recall that he's about an hour away from his shift, which means he's been working for 11 hours in the ER in Knoxville. One of the biggest difficulties with your apprenticeship is that your mentor frequently goes without sleep for days. Okay. You came here in an SUV?
Or
in a vehicle? All right. Let's do... All of you go back out, get in the SUV, and stay there, and I will text you when I deal with him and it's safe. And I know that you're not contagious.
Okay, do we need to, no offense, Jake, tie him down or anything?
Jake, do you feel at all, how close are you? Well, you were not near to frenzy last time we talked, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So
I just know what all this means. So I'm having a great time.
Right. All right. Everyone, but he's the only one who's, you know, giggling at shit. So everyone outside, wait the SUV. I will text you.
They can go to my house. They can go home, but take them home.
Okay, yeah, that works. Take them to your place.
Okay.
Yes, Ben. Take us to your place.
Don't say it like that.
Charlie.
Can you,
anything happens to Ben, I'll eat your throats.
Okay.
That's fair.
Ben, I need to talk with you about one thing, about your brother in private.
Okay. Everybody, I toss the keys to Olivia. I say, I'll be out there in just a minute.
You believed her? She's a terrible driver.
This family.
Okay, and everyone is outside. I won't make you go to the other room right now. I'll just trust you to roleplay this. When everyone is outside the building, Nick comes back in to where Jake and Ben are and said, yeah, I was lying. This isn't about your brother. It's about the strange visitors from another world. So do you feel safe with them right now?
So here's the conundrum. I don't feel safe at all, much less with anybody else. I cannot describe to you the horror show that the forest was.
He nods, but
I don't think that they seem to. I mean, they didn't kill us on the way in, so
he nods. He goes back to his bag and rummages through it, and he pulls out a bottle and hands you two pills, and says, "Don't drink any liquor tonight."
Got it.
Okay, and you pop them both back, and after about 10 seconds. All of your symptoms of trauma and PTSD and even the grief from the death of your father and the horror of him coming back as a spider demon is gone. And Nick says, okay, that will last for a couple of hours, and then it's all going to come back and hit you hard. So you make sure that you are in a safe place by then. In the meantime, do you think you can defend yourself against them if they become dangerous?
I'm all out of juice, Nick. There were a lot of things in that forest.
Fuck. And I can't give you any because I am about to have to do a major ritual on Jake here. Southern Fort. All right, just take them home. Be cool. And I'm going to call Rookwood and let him know that. God, I don't even know what to tell him. What sounded insane.
I mean, he needs to know Charlie's dead, but we've also got another Charlie, and then he needs to know vampire Frank's in town, and I don't, God.
And he turns to Jake and says, Jake, by any chance, have you talked with Josh with Rookwood already?
Yeah, I talked with my boss. He should be here eventually.
Okay. If you would please call him and let me talk to him for a second.
Okay. I get out my phone, dial it up, and boss?
Yeah, are you okay? I'm almost there.
I don't know. But Nick wants to talk to you, if that's okay.
That's fine, because you're freaking me the fuck out. Okay, you hand the phone over to
Nick.
And you hear Nick's part of the conversation. Actually, you probably hear both parts of the conversation, because you have werewolf senses.
I love this part where the Game Master has to have a conversation with himself.
Mm-hmm.
A very powerful and potentially dangerous magical effect. I'm going to try and treat him before it gets any worse, because it has the potential to be much, much worse and much, much more contagious. Go on. Not knowing what else to do, I'm going to, because I wanted to get these people away from a crowded hospital. So I'm going to send Ben. God, I had to go through every name I know that starts with B. I'm getting senile. I'm going to send Ben to their home. I believe you know where it is. And I think it would be best if you were to meet them there and probably have some reinforcements. I have no reason to think that they are particularly dangerous, other than the fact that they claim to be from an alternate dimension, and one of them is a vampire version of a known murderer, and another one is werewolf version of Charlie Connor, and then the other two are unknown, but one of them has recently had a hand bitten off, so that's probably not a good sign. But yeah, if you will, does that seem like a good place for you to meet up with them? And I assume you want to interrogate them. Yeah, good call, Doc. Is the boy there?
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. I was actually the whole group because my internet just went out for a second and it got weird. So hang on 1 second. Why the hell is Discord off for me?
Well, no, you're here.
We can hear you, Jennifer.
Okay. I mean, I'm talking to you guys on the phone. It's just my actual Discord is on my laptop. Oh. But I'll worry about that in a minute. All right, kid, just be cool. Take them back to your place. I'll be there with some of the guys when you get there. And then if there were any of them responsible for what happened to Charlie?
Not really. I don't think. I mean, whatever came through with them. But I think it was here before they were. I really don't know.
Okay. We'll get it figured out. Just stay safe. And I will see you soon.
Okay.
Dr. Nick, you look after my boy Jake, okay? Yes, sir. And they hang up, and at that moment, the door opens up, and a mother roll, I don't know who would know him. He's kind of reclusive. Mother, just roll 1d10. Tell me what you get. And you have to tell me because I still don't have internet. What the hell happened?
I got a 9.
I got a 5.
You got a 9, Bruce?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know exactly who this guy is. This is Dr. Anton Nemechek. He is a vampire.
Oh, I know who that is.
Scary. Okay.
That's the necro vampire.
Yeah, you may like him much better now, but yeah, he is. Oh no, he's not the necromancer. That's Achbed. This is the guy. He rarely leaves the hospital because he only feeds on insane people. He is the only Nosferatu vampire in the city, and he likes to terrify people. And he is he apparently knew Sigmund Freud.
Mm.
So he is kind of eccentric, but and kind of scary. Okay, I think I'm back here. Let's see. Okay. Good evening, Nicholas, and to you, Jacob. And I don't know if I know your young friend there, Anton Nemechek, PhD, MD.
Ben, whatever that was. Yeah. Hi.
He was just leaving, Anton, and Nick literally grabs you by the shoulders and pushes you out the door. And then he turns to Jake and says, "Okay, Jake, take your clothes off." And then to your surprise, he starts doing the same thing.
Thanking you for listening to another episode of Southern Gothic Gaming. Welcome back to the Adventures of the Connor Van. The first arc of the aberrant storyline has drawn to a close, and we return to a world of werewolves, vampires, and vast horrors beyond comprehension. If you want to follow along live, you can do so by becoming a member of our Patreon. On Patreon, you will get early access, character breakdowns, and more. You can even join in our Discord group to interact with us and potentially join in one-off specials. Please rate or review wherever you listen to podcasts, and, as always, episodes are released every Friday night. Your players for this session have been Alan as the storyteller, Anthony as Oliver, Beau as Ben, Brooke as Olivia, Bruce as Jake, Luke as Frank, and Stick as Charlie. The intro and outro is Wayfaring Stranger by Brian Mitchell. Thank you again, and we hope you listen in for our next session.